Thank you for being a friend. Do the dunnas and your microphone.
My heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Welcome to the Mother Effer Podcast. I'm Beth.
And I'm Jessie.
We are two moms who are ready to stop being polite.
And start getting real about this thing called motherhood. Because motherhood is no joke, y'all.
So put on your big girl panties.
Grab a drink.
And let's do this thing.
Hold on. Is that recording?
There we go. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
What a night.
It's our official 1 year.
1 year episode.
Yeah.
1 year ago, we released our first episode. I stayed up till midnight waiting for it to come out.
I know. We both did. Yes.
I love it.
And a year later, we still have shitty microphones.
We still have plenty to talk about, and we're not in a studio.
We can't figure out GarageBand every time still. Oh. But, you know, we have fun.
I show up an hour early every time just so that we can set up.
Yeah, and have fun. So she showed up early tonight.
Yes, it was a pleasant surprise.
Oh my God. So we're not even going to go into the how are yous and what was your week like because holy shit. All right. So we're having dinner on the back porch because we're in the South and it's nice.
Yeah, it was hot. Night.
Felt really good. So we're grilling hot dogs. We're all sitting out there and we thought, you know, we have the woods in our backyards. And so we thought.
Yeah, where the prisoners come through or, you know,
yeah, the prisoners
wanted.
And the ghosts and the pet cemeteries.
Right.
There. It's lovely.
Right.
Really
definitely
lovely.
A good setting for an outdoor dinner.
So wonderful. So scenic. And so we hear
really
crunching.
Really sets the mood. It's an aesthetic.
It's a whole vibe.
The ghosts really set it off.
Oh my God. Especially when they're like all oodly boogly and shit.
It's spookity like,
oh my God. Where is this? I just love that we're just spinning
off. We're spiraling out of control.
So we thought we heard like crunching and the deer are starting to come back out, like in the leaves. And so we're like, okay, maybe it's the deer.
It's a murderer.
A murderer. It is a murderer. And so Rosie goes batshit crazy and she runs out towards the woods and we're like, oh yeah, it's the deer. And then all of a sudden, we see three little girls come out of the woods who are like teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, okay. And they're like, have you seen our dog? And we're like, no. What does your dog look like? Now, Jack is not eating with us outside because he's humiliated by us even when we're at home in the privacy of our own home.
Exactly.
And so he's in the kitchen. And so he has no idea that these three girls are in our backyard apparently looking for their dog. And we're like, well, we haven't seen your dog. What's your dog look like? And they're like, oh, he's black and white. And he's like medium height. And we were like, okay, well, what's his name? His name is Bo. Right. Okay.
Ooh, so came up with that right off the bat.
Dude, maybe it's true. And so then we're like, okay, we just kind of shook it off. Because we live on the greenway where people are like walking and there's neighborhoods on the
other
side of it.
Obviously, vagrants come through here all the time.
All the time. And so we just kind of didn't think about it. And then all of a sudden, Jack calls me. We're inside at this point. I'm putting the dishes away and I get a phone call from my son, who I thought was in his
bedroom. Who's at home inside.
And it's him. And he's like, oh my God, Mom, that was Abby and Sadie and Kayla. Oh my God. And I was like, and I know these girls because he hangs out with them all the time. It's like they're part of their friend group and they're super sweet. I've picked them
very
up.
Very cute.
Them
very
off.
Nice.
Yeah. So he was like, oh my God, that's who it was. Mom, oh my God. So they're now all out in their front garden. Jack is out there with them.
I pulled
and
up, by the way.
You
this
did.
Is where I entered
okay.
the scene.
So when you pulled up, right. Okay. So then I'm like, all right, girls, well, come on in. You know, I'm super excited because Jack will not have anybody over to our house because he's so humiliated by us and thinks that we're awful.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just excited. He had, peers at the house. I was so excited. And so the girls are, super pumped. And
oh, my God. It was an estrogen fest.
It was so much fun.
I was overwhelmed by the amount of noise in your house for a good minute.
It was insane.
Yep. Ava's showing the girls all her toys. Every one of them.
Oh,
from
my
the
God.
Smallest ratchet Barbie to the dollhouse that's fallen apart. It was all
she
on
does
display.
Have nice toys, guys.
Who didn't have ratchet Barbies? All of the Barbies are ratchet after three plays.
They definitely looked like they had a hard night.
Yeah. All our Barbies. They were all walking the streets.
Yeah. They're looking rough. But yeah, so all the girls come inside. There's three of them. They're super cute. They're 13. They're all giggly. They're all, you know, just like joking with Jack. And he, of course, is pretending like he's so embarrassed by the whole thing. You know,
right.
He,
right.
Oh my God. He loves it. Mm. Oh my God. So yeah, so they're all in our house. And Beth is here too, witnessing this entire thing.
It was like an anthropological study, because I've right. experienced this more than once in my home with boys and girls who just like the volume goes up,
yeah,
the pitch goes up,
yeah,
and you are all of a sudden just like,
it just happened, yeah, it's so fast, and it's my first experience,
and they all just talk at the same time,
all at the same time. Oh my God, it was. I loved it.
Do you know my name is Tepestack? My name is, I have molars too. I went to the dentist. Bye, my dentist.
It was so much. So before, I think people are probably asking themselves at this point, why did the girls come out of the woods? And so there are railroad tracks. We live right near downtown. There's railroad tracks.
Yeah, they were walking tracks. So, just like all good girls do at 13.
Of course, they were walking the tracks, trying to find our house, apparently, because Jack today got a tooth pulled, and he posted about it on Snapchat and sent it to some of these girls. Because
right. he didn't want anyone to really know.
No.
So he just put it on the internet.
Yeah, whatever. NBD. And so, yeah, so these girls apparently came over to see Jack and hopefully right. was a state of stupor after anesthesia, which he did not get. But they were so cute. And I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure he and Abby are like,
no.
Maybe. No. Okay, so Beth.
Right.
Beth drove
I'm a
them all.
Mother.
She drove them all home because I was like, y'all cannot walk back home through the woods.
I was like, they have their own parents. They can come get them, right?
It's nighttime. It's dark. I'm like, I've listened to way too many true crime podcasts. I am not being a party to these three girls.
Girls, go walk the tracks back right? home. You gotta get back the way you came. Bye.
Cops knock at my door.
Stupid choices.
Mm-mm. So I tried to get Ranko to drive them home, and he was not having it. He was exhausted. And so Beth offered.
I was like, why is it taking so long for Ranko to get in the car? And I said, you know what? I'm blocking everyone in. I got nothing in this fight. These kids, Ranko and Jesse, the kids, that's the kids I'm talking about, are trying to put their babies to sleep, like to bed, and like bring three teenage girls who can't stop talking home.
Oh my God.
And so I just made the decision. I'm like, I put my purse on. I was like, I'll take them. I was like, get in the van. And she's like, Jack, go with Miss Beth. And I'm like, it's okay. You don't need to come with me. She's like, he's coming with me. Okay.
I know he wanted to. Like, he acts like he's embarrassed by all this, but he loves it.
He gets in the car. He sits in the front.
Of course he does, right?
One Direction is the first song that comes on.
Oh, my God.
We sang it.
I love it. Which one? Which song?
You don't know you're beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, we screamed it.
So the girls all knew it.
Yep.
Okay.
And then Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way.
Yes.
The whole way home. And they screamed it.
Did they know it?
They knew, no.
Yeah,
they knew the what you needed to know.
Right, and it's a boy band.
I knew the rest. Right. So I carried it.
Yes, there you go. As a good leader does.
As usual, I carried the music in my car.
Yes.
But, you know, like you said, Jack was like, oh, this is terrible. I fucking hate them.
But he's smiling the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're Snapchatting or what? I'm famous now, by the way. I'm sure I'm all on the stories and on the snaps and videos.
So like, here's the thing. So I want to hear about the rest of your car ride. But speaking of being famous with these girls now, somehow they got my cell phone number.
Yeah, that's weird.
No idea how. And they all texted me and are like tried to FaceTime me and are like so excited to talk to me because they all thought I was the cool mom.
I'm a cool mom.
Cool mom.
And the truth is they were super sucking up to Jesse.
I love it.
They were like, oh my God, I thought you were Jack's sister.
Oh my God, you're so beautiful. I loved it.
You're so pretty. You're so pretty.
And I was like, yes, I am.
You're like, I know, girl.
I can. I hope you look like this when you're 36. Yeah.
So they get out of the car and it becomes much more tolerable.
So you dropped them all off at one house?
I did. And okay. I did make sure. I was like, all of you are getting out here, and this is where you need to go. And they're like, yeah.
Where did you drop them off at?
At someone's house.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
And we pulled away, and I waited a beat. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that was weird. He's like, oh my God. I was like, so which one's your girlfriend?
That's right, yeah.
He's like, none of them.
Whatever.
I was like, okay. Fair enough. Mm-hmm, they're mm-hmm. super annoying. It's like the same exact thing my mom would ask. I'm like, I know, but it's cooler when I ask it. It's not.
Well, and then
we just kind of talked. We just kind of chatted. We had a little bro talk.
Nice. Good.
And he was telling me how different his mom and dad are from each other. And I was like, that's normal.
What?
Just like, you don't want him to do certain things. And Ranko's like, yeah, let him do certain things.
Well.
Like what he watches in particular.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I gave up on that a long time ago. And I said, you know, the truth is it's funny. They're good shows.
Yeah.
As long as you're not going to school telling people you're making meth. Like, this I said, let me give you a hint. Like, your mom doesn't want you to watch them because she's a prude and she doesn't think you should watch that shit. She doesn't want you to watch them so that you go to school and you're like, hey, I think I might make meth. I watched Breaking Bad last night.
Oh, my God, right.
She doesn't need anyone in this town to know that she allowed you to do that. It has like nothing to do with you.
Or like
has
crazy nothing. Sex stuff that he's like not like ready to understand. Like that for me is like rape and things like that that he may watch.
Sure. But I get that. I get that. I do. I get that. But
that's also
I told him, I was like, listen, that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Like if you go to school and you brag to all your friends that you get to watch Breaking Dad and Shameless and Wolf of Wall Street. I would like
he
to.
He really
like,
told you everything.
Oh, he did. We are connected.
Tight. Really tight.
And I was like, you've seen Wolf of Wall Street? Now, all I'm thinking about are all the things in that movie. And I'm like,
all the things. I had no idea that
so
he
watched.
You watched
a man snort cocaine off a woman's butt.
Yeah.
That's neat. How'd that make you feel?
No idea. That he was like, Dad said it was fine.
Yep,
was like,
Dad did.
Yeah.
I said, listen, you got the best of both worlds, but your mom's only like that because she really just doesn't want people to know that you watch this stuff. And then they'll be like,
Oh my God.
Yeah. What a terrible mother.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I just feel like he's still young. And it's like, we talked about that like letting go. And like, it's like, he's still my kid. And
we were walking in, I was like, walk behind me and I'll just make a bunch of noise when we walk in. You just slink to your room.
I know.
I don't even see you. She's like, you're smart. I know. And he walked in and the girls FaceTimed you on your phone right away.
It
was so funny.
It was so amazing. Oh my God. I loved it. I just remember being those girls and like. It just brings me back to such, like, a fun,
and
silly time.
It makes me so happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I was in that car screaming right along with them.
It's so fun.
And I'm like, Jack, you know the words of the song. Don't be, don't be a downer.
Right,
he's like, I've heard it. Doesn't mean I like it. I'm like, you don't have to like it, but you can't not sing along to this. It's One Direction, for Christ's sake.
Hello. Oh,
you don't know you're beautiful.
That's what makes you beautiful. No, he loved it. And I think it was even more, I knew it would be more fun for him if his cool Aunt Beth took him.
Right.
And
they asked me that. They were like, are you his aunt?
Yeah.
I was like, no. He wishes.
Yeah. But you are. You're like the cool aunt who like, you know.
Oh, and I did love it. I haven't seen Lucas in 100 years. And so when I walked in, he was like, it's Beth. And he gave me a big hug. And I'm like, oh my God, I love you.
And he loves you so much. Yeah. No, he really does. Yeah. Because usually by the time you come here to record,
Everyone's asleep.
So
except for Jack.
Yeah.
Who did tell me as we pulled out of the driveway. He's like, if you talk about this on the podcast, I swear to God, I will ruin it. And I was like, A, you got nothing on me.
Yeah.
I can do what I want.
Sorry.
B, come on and ruin it. It'll just make it better.
Come join us.
And now it's over. Like he knows we're talking about him.
Exactly, yes. But does he know that we know that he knows?
He knows.
He knows.
But I was laughing because we get home and he was like, I'm going to go watch Shameless. And I looked at him. I was like, you idiot. It's like, Jack, you don't announce the things you're going to do that you know make your mom mad. Like, you just kind of say it to yourself.
Right?
Try to have some composure. If you want to fight with your mom, pick something different.
Right.
Let me teach you how to do this right.
Oh my God, that's yes, exactly. Please do.
It's like, be better at this, okay? Right.
He's just, I don't know if he's pushing my buttons or he just really doesn't
know. Oh, he was pushing them.
Yeah, pushing them all the way. Pushing them all the way down.
It's like, you could have watched Shameless all night. She would have never known. Why are you saying
stuff 110%. So is MJ, she does not strike me as this type of teenage girl. Like, giggly and loud.
I don't know. The truth is when she's around other girls, I've never seen her around other girls her age, to tell you the absolute truth.
Really?
The girls, she has one friend, Lexi.
Okay.
She has more than one friend. Let me just put that out there. She has tons of friends, but I don't have friends her age coming to my house. It's neighbors, and they're younger.
Okay.
And they have a great time together.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen her with her peers, and I 100% believe she's like this. If she,
ooh,
if
really?
Given this chance, oh yeah, for sure.
But
she has her friend Colin. Oh, I love this kid. This kid, he's really small.
Okay,
he's so small.
Yeah.
And I was walking to my bedroom, and he's in my house, and he's like, "I have the body of a 10-year-old and the voice of a 3-year-old." And I was like, "Colin,
I'm on the podcast. He sounds like a hoot."
He is. He's a sweet kid. I love him. Yeah. And he's always coming over. And I just, he's so one fun. Of those kids that's always over at my house. And when he's not at my house, I'm like, what happened? You guys fall out? You have a fight? Let's work it out. She's like, I just wanted to not do anything today. And I was like, I get that.
That's cool. Okay. Oh, that's cool.
But don't forget Colin, because he's a good friend. Like, I'm always just like, don't fuck that up.
Is he her age?
Yeah.
And he lives in the neighborhood?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah, they're both in seventh, but he looks like he's in fifth grade.
Oh, God, that must
like,
kill him.
I'm just, like, hoping for this 80s movie thing, like, when they get to high school,
like, over the summer,
Colin, like, turns into my friend Nick, and it's like...
Like, over the summer, he comes back, and he's, like,
exactly.
built
like,
and
hey.
Tall, and...
He's like, I'm gonna date MJ, because she never left me behind.
That's right, exactly.
He's like, yeah.
I see you, girl.
She'd still date him, even if he still was a 10-year-old.
I know.
Or 14-year-old stuck in a 10-year-old's
so
body.
Like that. Oh, my God. No. But
So Logan is like me, unfortunately. Like, he can't let a good joke go. And so I guess they were at the park, all of them playing. And Logan made a comment about him being tiny.
Oh, yeah.
So they come home, and Mary Jane is like... And make Colin feel so bad about himself. And I was like, are you serious? And I'm like, you go apologize, Colin. And then, you know, he had to leave. And when he was leaving, after he left, Mary Jane's like, we pumped him up. He was feeling so good about himself.
I love it.
I know.
Yes.
I loved it,
too. Oh, my God. How did they pump him up?
I don't know.
I want to know.
I don't know. I'll ask.
Yeah. I'm super curious. Yeah. What they said to him. Because, that's so awesome. Because Jack is kind of like that. He's a little bit like...
Oh, my God. My phone.
Ladies and gentlemen, her cell phone is going off. What is that?
It's an alarm letting me know that this lecture Harrison needs to go to every week. Because if he doesn't go to it, I have to pay extra for his online school.
Oh, no.
I was like, go to this weird Scientology lecture so I can pay less.
Is that the NYU thing?
No, this is the high school.
Oh.
And he has finished, like, the first part of history. So he's, like, advanced forward. I'm so proud of him.
Nice.
So proud of
him. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. So he's doing well.
He's doing great.
That is so nice. What does it feel like? Because you struggled for so long.
It feels amazing. Like, Rob and I spend... a lot of time, like, basking in that.
Yeah.
Like, we give ourselves that because we've been through it with this kid.
So he's
and to
that,
see
like,
him proud of himself, that's the part that we're both like, yes. Be proud of the work you put in.
Yes.
It inspires me.
Absolutely. So, like, he started struggling in middle school.
Seventh grade. And I see Mary Jane.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't believe what Harrison was going through when he was her age.
Yeah, right?
It was like heavy shit.
Yeah. Well, so do you feel comfortable talking about it?
I have talked about it, I
think we did a while ago.
He got into drugs, like he was smoking marijuana.
Yeah.
Which I'm, you know, whatever, but not in seventh grade.
Right, exactly.
And he just... had a lot of suicidal thoughts.
Yeah.
And the school wanted him to get checked out. So we took him to the ER.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, 12 hours later, Mm-hmm. He was taken to a facility like 5 hours away for 2 weeks.
Wow, I didn't know it was so far away.
Yeah, it was. Oh, wow. Like, Rob and I spent the day. We drove to see him.
Yeah.
It was like you could only see people on Sundays at a certain time for 20 minutes.
What?
They gave us an hour because we drove so far. But yeah, so we drove an hour and we thought, mm-hmm. Oh my God, we didn't know. I remember the first time I talked to him on the phone, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I talked to him on the phone while he was there, and I was like, I love you, and I miss you. And he was like, well, then why don't you put me in here? And I was like, I gotta go. I'm like, you put yourself in there because you said all the right things.
Right.
So Rob took over the phone calls with him every week, and then we went to see him, and I was terrified. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to, like, what am I going to see? Am I going to see a child that hates me? Because we were bringing him. He didn't have anything to wear. Because when you take somebody to the emergency room for this kind of thing, they make them undress.
Yeah.
And they take all their clothes away. Uh-huh. They take everything that they could possibly harm themselves with away.
Yeah, they did that to me too. I couldn't even socks. I couldn't even have a bra with underwear.
Right. And so for a week, all he had to wear was what he showed up in.
They didn't give him?
No. Oh. So when we went to visit him, we got all the rules and we brought, you know, couple pairs of jogging pants and a couple jogging shirts that didn't have hoods and didn't have strings and
this.
And
you know, he's how old at this point?
He'll be 18 in August.
No, I'm saying when he was in the facility.
13.
Oh my God. Wow. So like judging. But
he was in this facility with kids that have severe psychological problems.
Yeah.
He met men, they were his age, but
they're minors, right? It's all minors there.
Most of them are minors, but he met kids that have children. Kids that were there for the third, fourth, fifth time.
Oh my God.
Like he got a sense of what real problems are.
Sure.
And when we saw him, he was totally different kid. He's like, this really helped me. He went to therapy every day. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, and then we come back to Fort Mill and everything goes to shit because I have a lot of opinions about this golden right now. I really do and I can't go into it. But
you know.
We made it through.
And so tell me, so in the end, when did you start to see that he was turning a corner?
When I took him out of school.
Okay. So that was a huge game changer for you guys.
When I took him out of public school and got him in an online academy and I said, listen, the truth is this was an emergency transfer.
Okay.
So I did my research. The school he's in is a legitimate accredited school.
Yeah.
Is it the school I'd want him to be in? No, because they're booked or they're expensive or whatever. Like SC Connections is where I wanted him to go, but they didn't have room for him. So I was like, all right, well, I can't let him go back to Fort Mill High School, so I'm gonna just send him to this weird fucking place in Kansas. Okay. And
is it like religious based?
No.
Or is it okay, so
no, it's actually like a STEM base. Like the guy that started it wants kids to learn about science and this.
Okay.
You know, maybe it's a little culty, I don't know. But we've gotten into this rhythm, you know, when he's with me, he wants to be creative. He wants to express himself.
Okay.
And I am that place where he can do that.
Yeah.
When he's with me, he doesn't want to do school. And Lord knows I don't want to make him.
Yeah.
So he does school at Rob's house.
And how's it going? I mean, awesome.
Absolutely nice. Awesome. He he comes to my house for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great visit.
Yep.
And then he goes back to Rob's house on Monday through Friday.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
And, you know, he'll come over if he wants to. And I text him and we talk about school. But he just has a better work ethic at Rob's house than he does at mine. Hmm. I don't really know how to explain that.
Okay.
But I'm okay with it.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So that was really crucial, that point for him when you took him out.
Yeah, and I think knowing he's turning 18 this year really kicked him in the butt.
Mm.
Because Rob and I have always been very vocal with our kids about that. Like, when you turn 18, have an adventure. We'll see you later.
Right.
Like, our hope is that you do leave. That's our goal. Like,
sure.
You can't stay here.
Yeah.
And I think he finally realized, well, now it's happening. Like, I'm going to be 18. I do want to go on an adventure, but I need money, so I have to get a job. So he got his job at Publix.
Right.
Publix is a great place to work. He can get insurance. He can work full time once school's over, all of that stuff.
Okay, nice.
It's also in various states. He can move around, whatever.
Cool.
He enrolled himself in that NYU program.
Yeah.
He's brilliant. That kid could get into NYU if he applied himself.
Sure.
And I'll tell you what, if he does, we'll throw all the money at it.
Yeah, exactly.
All of it.
Yeah.
But I think he's realizing, like, he's coming into his own a little bit.
Yeah.
It took a lot longer than we would have liked, but he's coming into his own, and I'm not as scared about him living under a bridge as I used to be.
That's awesome.
And then, like, the last episode when we went to his appointment, and I talked about all the things he had done and accomplished in the last, since we were there last,
even yeah.
he was like, I didn't realize I had been doing all that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes. And I'm so proud of you.
That's awesome. So how have you let yourself enjoy
mm-hmm.
those wins with him?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah? That's awesome.
Hell yeah. It's amazing. And then, you know, it gives me a chance to focus on my other kids and their school needs, because Logan is going to be president one day.
That kid, I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing.
I don't know either. Like, something's going to make him viral in some way on
the
internet.
It.
He is just a really fun person to be around. But he's not academically awesome.
Yeah.
And it's funny because he was telling me the other day, he's like, yeah, we were talking about where we wanted to go to college. And I don't want to discourage that, but I'm like,
yeah.
You're not getting into fucking college. You have Fs and so much, like, you're barely passing all your grades. Like, I don't want you to feel like you can't do it, because you can.
Sure.
But you in particular have to work a little bit harder.
He's a freshman, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not too worried about it. And he's pulling some stuff together here in the end.
Okay.
And he loves Young Life, like I've talked about.
Yeah.
I can love that. He loves Young Life, going to Young Life and being Young Life or whatever they do.
I know.
And, and, you know, and then I got Eddie, who's a genius.
Yeah, I love that kid. Because he's just so precious. Like, his little face, like, I just want to, like, eat his face off. Like, he's just so sweet.
He really is.
I love it.
He is very kind.
But it's so nice, like, when you struggle for so long with a kid in so many ways. Mm-hmm. And then you turn the corner and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
It's I can breathe.
It's like, I've come out of this fog.
Yeah.
And I've given myself the opportunity to live something else for myself.
Yeah.
And so I have this new job. I signed up for a half marathon.
I know, right?
So last night, as I'm finishing a pint of Ben and Jerry's, my cousins texted and they're like, hey, let's do this half marathon in Savannah in November. And I'm like, yes, let's do it. I'm signing up.
Oh, my God. Right. Let me finish this last pint
of Ben and Jerry's.
How long is a half marathon?
13 miles. I texted my friend Nick. I was like, I'm going to do this. He's like, great goal. Because it has a list of... You can do, like, a marathon, half marathon, 5K, 1 mile walk, whatever. And he's like, which one are you doing? Marathon? I'm like, I'm not insane.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I was like, I'm going to shoot for the half marathon.
I know.
But
love
even
running.
Then.
You have to run the whole time?
No. In fact, we talked. We were like, we're going to do half marathon at most, and we're going to walk the whole thing. But I'm going to train as if I am going to run.
Okay. So how are you training?
Well, first, I said I was going to do it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Number one. Number two. My brother-in-law, who owns FootRx Nashville.
Okay. Plug, plug.
He is going to help me, like, come up with a training schedule. And he said the first thing you have to do is find a 5K that you want to run in the next, like, 6 weeks. Like, 6 weeks from now.
Okay.
And then today, I woke up and I put clothes on, which is huge.
When? Hello?
Yeah. And I wanted to go for a walk at lunch, but I didn't. His work. And then after the kids left, I could have sat around, and I was like, no, I have plenty of time. And so I went on a 3 mile walk, and I walked around the block.
Wow, okay.
Took a shower, stretched, came over here, gave some girls a ride home. So
productive.
I feel pretty good.
I know. That's awesome.
It's like I told my neighbor and also boss Howard, I said, this is the next thing I'm saying yes to, which is the half marathon in Savannah.
Oh, I love that. Oh,
and
yes.
And he does those Spartan races.
Oh, shit.
And so...
He's, like, in shape.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and I so, love that. I love that you said that that's the next thing I'm saying yes to, because I feel like that's where I am, too, right now with, like, you know, my business and growing it and, like, you know, through working with, you all know who I'm going to say, Keisha.
I know.
Like, I realized that the reason that my business wasn't growing was because I was so afraid. And she was like, you know, when you say out loud, I'm going to make $10,000 this month, you have to be ready for that to happen. You have to ask yourself, am I really ready for that
to happen? I am not ready for that to happen is what I realized. Like, when I got this job and they're like, here's your salary, I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Right. See, the thing is, as a business owner, if I'm making $10,000 a month, I need to know what to do with it, right? How am I going to... Yes, exactly. Hello, new car. Another interior. All the things.
Yes.
But, you know, she was like, you know, like, for instance, a few months ago, was like, I want to get an intern. That's what I want to do. I'm going to get one. I need help with some of these tasks. I'm going to get one. And now I have one.
Nice.
And I was like, now I don't know what to do with it. And, like, Keisha was like, when you
that's actually, I'm gonna interrupt you. This is a great learning experience for you because you are so used to doing everything yourself.
Exactly.
And so I will tell you, the experience your intern will get working for you is what you need to focus on when you're like, I don't know if she wants, like, I want to make, I.
Yeah, all like, the things, right, that's like, my brain.
I'm giving this woman, or man, or whoever.
No, she's like 26. She's precious. Yeah,
you're giving her an opportunity, and if you hold it all to your chest because you're so nervous about delegating, she's not going to learn anything. Exactly. And that's the whole point of you hiring her.
Exactly. And so I was, you know, I'm working with Keisha on, like, you know, letting go, and instead of asking, like, I don't know how do I do this, how, just, like, I'll figure this shit out.
Fuck around and find out.
Yes, girl. So that's what I did. Like, I have the intern, and we had one day together, and it was in person, and it took an hour to get here. And so I was like, let's just do this over Zoom from now on, because this is not fair to you. It's an internship. Like,
right.
This is not cool. You do not need me driving an hour. And so, and then we were supposed to meet Tuesdays and Thursdays, and that Thursday I was really, really sick. We will go into all my crazy health stuff here in a minute. And so this Tuesday was our second day together, and we Zoomed, and I felt like, okay, like, I was going over with her the process of how to create a content calendar and then schedule it. And so, like, going through her, like, she had, you know, we were logging into the tools together. We were going through it step by step. You know, she was asking these great questions. She was taking notes. She was retaining things. It was so nice to see, like, okay, I can teach somebody how to do this. Mm-hmm. And, like, she was taking notes and learning things, right? And mm-hmm. I sent her my ebook, and she read that, and she said she learned so much from it. And
I,
like,
read it, too.
Yeah, see you then. And so I felt like, okay, like, this is such a great way for me to learn how to onboard an employee too, right? Mm-hmm. And so she and I was very transparent with her in the beginning. I was like, I'm a solopreneur. I've done everything on my own up until this point. So this is new for me too. I said, so as much as I'm going to be teaching you, you're also going to be teaching me.
Right.
And so instead of just, like, freaking out at me, like, I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how. I just did it.
Right.
And afterwards, felt so amazing.
And did you create an environment for her to be like, listen, I want to try to do it myself.
Absolutely.
I need to do this myself.
Yep.
Or can I try to do this first? And if I get it wrong, will you help me?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Absolutely. So we talked a lot about, like, I've been talking with Keisha about how really my goal as a female business owner is to create a multimedia agency that is completely run by women and specifically moms.
Oh my God.
Right?
I'm part of this agency.
Yeah, you are, by the way. And so you're already there. You already have, you don't even, yeah.
I have a job. I just.
You're there.
We're just waiting for it to happen.
Yeah.
Manifest.
You're coming. And so I want to create a work environment for mothers where they can be moms and be a team member at the same time and not feel like.
I am picturing, like, a place. In my mind, I'm picturing a place in my mind where moms actually bring their children and, like, women are breastfeeding while they discuss what's going to be on the next place, like, what is, can't you? How are we going to do this marketing proposal for Google? And she's like, has a baby.
But why can't, why can't that be okay?
Oh, it can be okay.
Exactly. Like, there are definitely points where you reach with your child where you need to leave them with somebody else or daycare or a nanny or whatever, because it gets hard. And that
should be up to the mom.
Right. But, like, if you need to work from home, do it. If you need to bring your kid in with you because you're breastfeeding, do it. If you need to take off early because your kid needs to go to the dentist, do it. I am not going to create a work environment where you have to be chained to your desk from 9 to 5 and you have to be in this office every single day and I need to see your face every single minute from 9 to 5. Like, no.
I think you're going to have more productive, more loyal employees that way.
Yep.
And I can't, like, that's how my job is. And I can't, I can't even tell you. It is like work. I still can't get used to it.
Yeah.
I cannot get used to it because it just seems surreal. I'm like, one day they're going to be like, what? We're going to fire. What are we? What?
I know. Yeah. But you're so like used to having anxiety about work.
Exactly. It's and like so somebody tells me I did something wrong. I'm like, oh my God.
Me too.
And they're like, no, I just, you did this wrong, but this is how you do it right.
Exactly. How right. Feel? Exactly. Nothing has gone wrong. Hmm. Keisha. So,
what?
Like,
what
we I also feel like working with this intern, while she's not a mother, she's still in school.
She needs to learn time. How it's okay to be a woman.
Exactly. Yes. And so I feel like this is almost teaching me how, like, my own, like, managerial style and, like, be able to practice what I've been preaching.
Right. Next generation. Like, don't discriminate against those who aren't moms.
Right. Exactly.
Who have the time and the will and, like, aren't dead inside yet.
Well,
you know what I mean.
Well, that. Yeah, we all do. As we drink our bourbon, we do know.
Like, encourage these women who aren't moms yet to not think like we did, where it's like, oh, yes. I'm going to have a baby. I guess I'm done with my career now.
Right.
Like, let's make the next generation realize they can have a baby and...
Well, she kept, like, she kept yawning because she was up all night the night before studying.
Living her best life.
Yeah. She was definitely studying. She was like...
I don't care. Yeah. Either way. She could have gotten wasted living her best life.
And she was like, I'm so sorry. I'm yawning. I'm just so tired. I was up all night studying. And I was like, you're a human and you're allowed to yawn. It's totally fine. Mm-hmm. I was like, are you cool with the time? You good? Because we have some stuff to finish. We need to have some things to go through. And I... taught her a skill that later that day she was able to apply. So I let her schedule all the posts for my clients, and that's one of like going to be one of her main jobs. And so she was able to do it. I told her I'd be available by text if she needed me, and she did a couple times, which was great, and she did it.
This is so amazing. I'm excited for you, but I'm excited for her to be given the opportunity to actually do the work and not have somebody being like, You didn't do that the way I do it, so it's wrong.
Right. Oh, no. I do not micromanage.
Oh.
No.
Micromanage. It's like, who has time for that?
Oh, my God. It's so annoying. It's people who are so anal retentive, and they can't let shit go. And they've got their own insecurities. And, like...
That, or there you have a boss above them that's like, why aren't you micromanaging your fucking people?
Right. No. No. I'm not going to be that way. If I taught her how to do it, let her do it.
Mm-hmm.
She was smart.
Fuck around and find out. Everyone's going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
You got to make those mistakes in order to know how to do it right.
She did great.
Let it hurt a little bit. In my case, it's like leaving another company's name in an agreement by accident or something. I've done that.
Yeah.
And it's like, are you an idiot? It's like, no. I just didn't think about having to search the name of the company. I thought this was all taken care of. Now, moving forward, I will know to like search this out. It's never going to happen again.
Right.
Maybe it will a couple more times. Right. But,
yeah.
You know.
It's okay. You're human and you're learning. And that's kind of what the kind of environment that I want to create is like a place where women don't have to feel anxious and feel like they have to be perfect and they have to people please. And, you know, like a place where they
we're
can just
be a human.
We're all going to
be running around with our titties out. It's going to be amazing.
Yes. We're going to do like circles around
our
fire.
We're going to just sit around and have like vag steams during meetings.
My God. We're going to howl at the moon and dance around the fire.
Yes.
This is all part of your initiation. I mean, onboarding.
Right. I'm in
so
charge
excited.
Of hazing. What?
Exactly. She's our CHO, our chief hazing officer. Yeah.
Don't worry. It'll be fine.
Our Cho. She's our Cho. That's so you're going to be your title, by the way, Cho. When I hire you. It's Cho. This is our Cho.
I cannot wait to make business cards.
I'm so excited. I haven't even made business cards. I guess I should do that now.
Yeah, girl. Fuck.
No, I just, it's, you know.
Hey, listen, I want to put you on the spot.
Okay, do it. I love it. Do it. As a working mom from Working Mom, do it.
Listen, this has nothing to do with nothing, but it's okay. Important to me.
Squirrel.
First year since COVID that I'm having field school, which is where my friends and I go and party like we're it's 1998.
Field school?
Archaeology field school.
Okay.
And this year I have a friend helping me make custom beer. I'm making a lemonade, I'm making a cider, and I'm making a beer.
Oh, okay.
And my friend Jessica has sent me some sketches, and I need help making the labels.
Cool, I love it, I'm down. Great. Let's do it.
Awesome.
So much fun.
The lemonade is going to be called the Fieldhouse Tart.
Oh my god, I love it. Oh my god, I already have so many ideas. Yeah. I'm so excited. That's why I love what I do, because I can be creative, and I know there's so many moms out there who are so fucking creative.
Yeah.
And this job can be taught, you know, and it's that it allows you, once it can you be, understand wait, fundamentals.
Wait, let's be honest.
Yeah.
It can be taught to the right person.
Well, yeah, totally.
If you teach it to the motherfuckers that are on the internet that are like,
Yeah, no.
Why aren't I getting an email to let me know that recess isn't inclusive for everyone? Those women can't be taught shit.
Hold on. What kind of woman is this? Back up. Hold on.
This is what I texted you about, girl.
Okay, so the hot take.
Oh, you
take.
Never read it, did you?
I have so many texts. It's been a crazy day.
Oh, my God. So many texts.
You know, I'm the cool mom now. I have so many texts. I'm super popular.
Okay, I need to... Well, I have to read it.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
This is one of those posts on the internet that got me today. Like, normally, okay. I don't get got. I do get that, and I talk about it on the podcast, but yeah. I don't respond.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And like, I've grown a little bit. I don't respond to everything. It pisses me off, but this made me mad.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
So,
Hot take.
The post is, does anyone know why the elementary principals still are not letting all classes mix at recess? The district is allowing it, but it's not happening. Also, field trips are allowed, but really aren't happening much. Anyone else feel awful for our elementary age kids missing out on so much?
Okay, so first of all, why did this get you?
Because she posted it anonymously.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like,
she didn't want to take the heat.
I'm like, no. Okay, girl.
She wanted to be in the kitchen.
First of all, your kid must be 5. Because when you've been in the school system this long, you're like, fuck yeah, no field trips. Fuck yeah, no volunteering.
Right.
Fuck yeah.
It's amazing that they don't let us in the school. Like,
listen,
please don't
but,
come in
but
here.
On the flip,
yeah.
If that's your thing, awesome. Good for you.
Yeah, 100%.
Good
it's
for
just
you.
It's not us.
It's not me.
Nope.
So my friend, a friend of mine, her response was, don't you think these teachers and administration have been through the ringer with this too? How about giving them some grace and time to make transitions and come up with a new plan for this stuff that is constantly changing and being handed down to them?
Nice. That was thoughtful.
Anonymous. This is when I lost my fucking mind. Anonymous says, it's not my job to pity the staff.
Okay.
It's my job to be the best parent I can be and advocate for my kids. Excuses don't fly with me.
Oh my God.
My response was the Jesus. It's like, what the fuck? I literally posted Jesus saying, what the fuck? I was like, so basically you're saying your child's, what the fuck are you saying? Like, I don't get it.
No.
Recess has never been everyone at one time. Ever. Even before COVID.
Right.
They change the playground they go on. They change the classes that go out. Not everyone goes out at the same time. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, is Braxley not getting the same playtime with...
That's such a southern name.
Aiden and Brayden and Kaden.
Right.
on the playground? Like, is she not able to play with her backpack?
I don't know.
Because maybe she should learn to play with other people.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You know, whatever. As long as your kid gets what they want, I guess the rest of us. And I'm like, why do you want to fucking micromanage your child?
Oh, my God.
I would hate to have you. All right, so this motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Right? Because I posted to Jesus.
Okay. I love that you did that, by the way.
I did. I couldn't help myself. I couldn't fucking help myself.
How about giving the teachers, some respect?
Oh, I was really. So much. I was just like, oh, my God.
Like, we think our kids are going through a lot, and they really, they are.
I need to show you. So, that's the Jesus meme I posted.
You posted some white Jesus. I love did. It. That's some
I
white.
I should have posted black Jesus, because that would have been appropriate. Or, like, actual. And pissed them off.
Actual Middle Eastern Jesus.
So here, right? So I'm like sending Facebook messages to my friends.
Oh my God. 100%. I love it.
100%. Because I'm like, what the fuck? And they're like, I never respond to this stuff, but I was so upset. And then I just realized this is a lost cause. This woman's never going to, like, she's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, she's a Karen.
I said that about how, are we supposed to just change and upend recess and how it's conducted in school so that your kid can play with
your
child?
Right, yeah.
That's not how this works.
It's so fucking selfish.
And she's like, I'm sorry that you don't advocate for your kid.
And I was like, that bitch.
I was
enraged. Seeing red.
And I'm, you know that TikTok where they have like the drum beats while you're typing?
Yes.
Right, that was me. And then I was like, this is a waste of time. And so then I was thinking of something else clever to do. And then I went back to the post to kind of get a good sense of everything I had said. And then they turned comments off. And I was like,
fuck. Of course they fucking did. Of course.
So I never got my last word in. Oh, and in the end, all I want to say, if you're listening, anonymous.
She's not.
What does it feel like to be a genuine piece of shit? That's all I want to know.
What does it feel like? Does it stink? Is it hot?
Does it feel nice? Did your husband like stick in his dick in it?
Mm,
like, sorry, mom, but what?
We all saw the apple pie movie, right? So he probably really enjoys it.
She was angry.
Yeah.
And even this one woman who was she felt so emboldened. She was like, oh, this is all political.
Blah, 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 blah.
And I read her post and I'm like, whatever, dude. And she's like, and then she responded to her own post. She's like, and I don't care who comes at me. No one fucking came at her because I don't give a shit, bitch.
Right.
But I was like, listen, you're not wrong. Like, if people can go to the Super Bowl and they can go to the State of the Union, why can't they have recess together? The thing is, this isn't how recess has ever been done. Like, she wants something that's never been done.
Right.
Period.
Right. Is her kid complaining about it? I wonder.
Or if this apparently, is her. Apparently Braxley is complaining about it.
I love that you named the kid.
I did. I named it and I spelled it. L-E-I-G-H. It's not L-E-E.
Wait. Braxley.
B-R-A-X-L-E-I-G-H. Braxley.
That's so annoying. I hate it. I fucking hate it when
Samantha with a Y. Where? Who knows?
Right. It's like Jack, like J-A-Q. It's like so. Yeah. Right?
What the fuck?
Yeah, because some fucking people do that. Yeah, because they're awful. Because really? They're the worst.
Really?
Sorry if this is you, but not sorry.
I'm sorry that you felt you needed to change the spelling of a name to make your child more unique.
Yeah.
I really am.
It's so funny that you say that because one time I got Ben a backpack and I misspelled his name on the monogram because he wanted a monogram backpack.
How do you do that, Jessica? How do you misspell your own child? B-E-N. Ben.
No, it was Benjamin. He wanted his whole name.
You misspelled Benjamin?
And Rachel came home and he saw the backpack and he was like, oh my God, we're not going to be those parents, are we? That had to take a normal name and make it all complicated. And I was like, no, I just fucking misspelled it.
By the way, girls, if you're listening, Jack's initials spell jam.
They absolutely do.
J-A-M-J. That's my jam. I really hope when he gets a girlfriend or a boyfriend, it's like, that's my jam.
Oh my God. I was dying. I was like, this is just a mother that I am, that I will misspell my child's own name in a monogram that cannot be untied.
Okay. You know what? I'm the kind of mom that would make sure the monogram would be ass or something like that. I'm not joking.
Oh my God, that's perfect. I'm the kind of mom who names her child after a teen soap opera. Lucas James is actually from a character on One Tree Hill.
Oh my gosh.
And Ranko's sister and I like.
Jana Kramer? Do you know Jana Kramer from One Tree Hill?
Do you have to say her character name?
I don't know what the fuck her character name was. You want to know why? Because I've never watched that stupid show.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
She's the one that I follow that I get so irate about.
Oh shit. Okay, yeah.
So. Hey girl. You're a hot mess. So.
No.
Yeah, I lost my mind today a little bit. Like, I am in the middle of meetings, reading comments. People could at any moment be like, and what do you think about that, Beth? And I'll be like, I think it's a bunch of bullshit.
Right.
Because I wouldn't remember what I was doing because I was so like, I got sucked in. And I have made a point of not getting sucked in and just being like, this is funny. And, you know, screenshotting it and just be like, this is what I would say. Today, I just couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle just how, I think they need to tell us when they do recess different. And I'm like, why? But why the fuck do they need to tell us? It's not daycare. It's school.
You could have let it go. But I think the fact that she was, like, accusing you of not advocating for your kid and she doesn't even fucking know you, that's what
what I didn't get to respond to.
Right. That would kill me. Yeah, that would fucking kill
me. I'm not dying or anything. But I will show you and I'll post it. Just like we said, we'd post something from last week and we didn't.
No.
I will post it.
I did I put the link in the show notes of the description.
Okay. You have to read the description of the show, which nobody fucking does.
Well, that's where that link is. That's their problem. Look, I spend all day long managing social media for everybody else on my roster. I don't have time to do less. So but I love you guys.
If I could just sum up what I wanted to say in a photo, this would be it.
Oh no. It's like an ugly English kid.
It's like.
I'm sorry, guys. Not all children are beautiful.
You just say it's an ugly English kid? What makes you think he's British?
Because look at his face. He's like, oh, hello, Totty. Yes, I like an English muffin. Yes, take me to the Queen.
I cannot wait. To show this to my friend from England and be like, we just assume this is an English kid because he's so annoying.
Let's go to the loo. Let's go watch.
And then, so what I see is somebody going,
All right, put that up on Instagram right now before we forget.
Okay, all right.
And you guys tell us if you think he looks British. I think he does. But, you know, like I can see him with the accent and everything. Yes, you know.
You're going to have no idea. My accent is flawless. It's the first post in 6 months. What the fuck is this?
It's amazing. It's so perfect. So, I will tell you that speaking of the internet, something really cool happened over the weekend. And, you know, as working moms, we have to celebrate our wins. And I am celebrating the fuck out of this one. So I just started doing TikToks and Reels for clients. I was not wanting to do it. I was so afraid that I would fail. And I decided, fuck it, I'm doing it. So I've been doing it for a couple months now. And one of my clients' Reels went fucking viral on Facebook over the weekend.
Boo!
So my client posed a salon. They did a reaction video. And the reaction video was to this young woman who said she did not know that her hair grew from, and she said up here, and she meant her roots. She had like super long acrylic nails, super long false eyelashes, and she was like, she did not know that her hair grew from up here, and she's pointing to her roots. She was like, I thought that your hair grew from here, and then she pulls to the ends of her hair, and she's like, I thought that it grew from here. Is there like hairs like inside my brain? And like, so we're doing a reaction. For real? We're just not sure. And so we did a reaction video to this. And I posted it 2 weeks ago. And then Saturday morning, I wake up and my phone is blowing up. And it is like comment. It is going batshit crazy. And so now we're at like 70,000 engagements, more than 1,000 comments, like 900 shares. It's fucking insane. But it feels so good to like this thing that I was so afraid to do, and now to like be succeeding in it feels so fucking amazing. And they were so excited about it too. They were just like, this is
what
insane.
Were the comments like, you don't know where your hair goes? Okay. Out of your head.
So that was the only issue that I had, because the salon, their team is amazing. They're so positive, they're so great, they're awesome women, they are so inclusive. they are extremely vocal about like diversity, inclusion, and equity, and they're just wonderful women. And the comments on the video were very ruthless towards this young woman. And so it came off super negative. And although the client who was, you know, the POSA team that was reacting to this video, they were not coming off as, like, we're being mean to her. We're just shocked that she's saying these things. We're just like... Sure. But the comments were horrible. Mm-hmm. Horrible.
Yeah, that's the internet for you.
And I've never seen anything like that before. I mean, I just started doing these for clients, and I never read the comments in a video. I like it, and if I want to leave a comment, I will, but I never read anybody else's comments. So
what is the takeout? Like, what's the takeaway?
Yeah, so I'm learning. I'm extracting a lot of data, which sounds super official. But I'm learning about, like when people are online and when they are commenting on videos. So it was, like, super early in the morning, and then... late at night that people were on their phones looking at reels, which makes sense, right?
Yeah, that's when I do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that makes total sense. So I'm learning a lot about the audience and their behaviors and what kind of content that they are reacting to. But also it's just like the algorithms of these platforms just randomly will pick up shit. And so you never know what's going to pop off. So like something will go viral and then you may have 200 views on the rest of your videos for the week. Right. It's just net. There's no consistency in it whatsoever.
That's why I don't want to be an influencer, because I could say or do one thing that just makes me noticed.
Yeah.
And then it's like, now I got to do it all the time. Like, I can't do that.
Well, we're just like, you know, this was definitely a, I cannot say this will be a regular occurrence going viral. But I am learning a lot, and it was really cool. Like, it felt really good to be able to, like, succeed in something that I was afraid of just a few months ago. You know, it's like saying yes to these things. Like,
oh,
you know, hey, can you pour me some more bourbon?
Fuck yeah, yeah. Listen, I wanted to tell you.
Okay.
I have to tell you.
Okay.
I had an amazing morale event with my new company on Friday.
I wanted to ask you about that.
Oh, we had so much fun.
So speaking of saying yes, so you all know Beth has this new job. She is fucking killing it. And I also, before you go into the story, I want to ask our listeners. So we're here a year now, and we said yes to this podcast.
Yes.
We did not have any plans. Really. No. We had no idea.
We still don't.
No. We're like, what's the format? Let's just talk. How long is it going to be? I don't know, until we're done talking. But we said yes. And we've just figured it out along the way. And I think between doing the podcast and then working with Keisha and learning about ourselves, we've learned to say yes to so many things, other things in our lives. You know, Beth has said yes, and she's finding this new job, and she's hopefully making better choices when it comes to men. And she puts you on the spot. And she's working on her body and her health, right?
Right,
which is important.
Right?
Like, you're saying yes to these things. I'm saying yes to things in my life, like, you know, like in my business, right? Which is like a huge part of what I want to do, and like changing, actually changing the workplace culture for women. Not just saying it, but actually creating a blueprint for other organizations so they can follow. Like, I'm saying yes to this, you're saying yes to this. So what I want to know is from our listeners, what in your life can you say yes to? Because I think that's so huge.
What have you said yes to? And what have you put off saying yes to that you are inspired to say yes to now?
Yeah. Like, what is something that you want to do that you've probably made an excuse for that now you can just say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And it doesn't even have to be something major. It doesn't have to be huge. But if there's something
like,
in
you
your
know
life,
what? I'm going to get up and take a shower today. That's good. I'm going to do that. Right. I did that the other day, and I'm like, wow, I'm a fucking human being.
Yeah. I actually, this weekend, Ranko was at soccer, because every Sunday he goes and plays soccer. That's part of his mental health and his self-care, and I love it for him. He's so amazing. He's gone keto. He's working on his mental
super
health.
Super handsome, by the way. I saw him for the first time tonight. Super handsome. I'm super jealous.
He's
I wish he had a brother.
He's not him. And I'm so proud of him. So super proud of him for doing it, you know, and so... it's nice to see him saying yes as well, right? And so I just, but he was at soccer. The trash cans were full. And normally, I would just wait for him to get home and do it and take out the trash. I was like, fuck it. I'm here. I've got a few minutes. So I bagged up. We have three trash cans because we have six people in this house. Mm-hmm. And so I bagged up all the trash. I took the trash out to the can. Not only did I do that, but when I came back,
I washed. You put a new liner in?
No, I did. But then I washed the cans first because they were dirty and disgusting. And every time I look at them and I see it, I'm like, oh my God, this is so gross. This is so horrible. This is so disgusting. And I say that to myself, but then I walk away. Mm-hmm. I didn't this time. I said, these are disgusting. And I, like, bleached them and washed them out and then put the bags in. For me, that was, like, saying yes to something that I knew that needed to be done. And it was a small win, but it was awesome. It felt good.
It is amazing. So I had a rough weekend. I'm not going to lie. Rough weekend. Because, you know, my godfather died.
Yeah.
I loved my Uncle Joey.
Yeah.
With everything I have.
Yeah.
And he is, you know, my family's from New York, and he loved calling himself the godfather.
Of course, yeah.
I'm the godfather.
I'm gonna make an offer you can't refuse.
Yes. And it was just, like, I've had family members die, and I'm very sad, but this one hit me hard. And so for, like, a couple days, I'd really just kind of laid around, and I wasn't feeling good. And
yeah.
And I was like, you know what? He wouldn't want me to be laying around feeling like shit. Like, I'm gonna get up, and I'm gonna take a shower, and I'm like, I'm going to live my life. And that's when my cousins were like, we're going to do this half marathon. It's the cousins from his side of the family. I'm like, I'm in. I'm doing it.
Let's do it.
Like, this is, like, I get the chill. I got the chills.
Yeah.
I got chills.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Because it's like, this is it. Like, I'm going to do something. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. You're saying yes.
It's weird.
It is weird. But it feels so good.
You know what's funny is I texted my sisters. I was like, hey, girls.
Yeah.
Let's run a marathon in November. My sister, Jill, is adorable.
Okay.
She's like, girl, I can't do it that weekend. It's my scrapbook weekend. And I was like, what?
Okay.
And I was a little like, okay. And she's like, this is like the one weekend I book every year at the same time every year. And I was like, I get it. Like, I have, like, it's my
she field. Like scrapbook, like 24/7.
It's not about, like, the scrapbooking. It's about the people she goes with.
Oh, so it's a thing. It's like a group thing.
Oh, yeah. They go every year.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, no, that makes sense. This is like my field school weekend. Like, we don't do archaeology. We just go hoisted the whole weekend. It's amazing. We have so much fun and we need it.
You don't dig anything?
Nobody gets in the way of that. Nobody.
Do you dig anything while you're on your weekend?
We did the one time.
Yeah.
I complained the whole time.
Okay.
Listen, once you've graduated and you don't need to walk through a swamp and get, like, mosquito bites through a sweatshirt, forget it.
Don't do that.
No. I don't dig. I don't do any of it. I just go and I'm like, I'm a delight. You're welcome.
Yeah. Hello.
But it's been 2 years, so I think we're going to hire a DJ to do karaoke.
Is it here?
No.
Like, locally?
It's in the middle of fucking nowhere, Virginia. Clover,
Virginia. Okay.
Yeah, like nowhere, Virginia. It's going to
be
fun.
That's going to be super fun.
But I got it. And so I did make fun just for a hot second because I'm like, scrapbooking? She's like, yes! I was like, all right, girl, I got it.
Whatever makes you happy.
Go scrapbook it. I'm not going to be upset. Like, but I'm serious. Like, I'm going to sign up for this half marathon. I'll represent.
Yes.
I'll do it. I'm going to do it.
So that's what I want to know from our listeners is, like, and you don't have to answer us because we're never on social media.
Ever.
We would love to hear. I do love, though, that our neighbors, who are just wonderful, their names are Jack and Lisa, I love them. They are...
Which ones?
So where are they? Right over here.
The ones with the guns?
Yes.
Yep.
Jack, mm-hmm. Yes. So they're total opposite of us, but they're wonderful.
Hey, you know what? Lovely. Let's nurture that shit.
Yeah, kind, just so warm and are raising their grandson, and I love them. They're such good people, and it's just so cool to, like, connect with somebody who is so different from us, but their
daughter.
I'm
glad you're able to do that. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Mm. I wanted to give a shout out to Megan because Megan is their daughter, and Lisa, our neighbor, told Megan to listen to us, and
Megan,
she has been.
Like, I respond to every message she sends to us.
I'm so glad you do. Okay, she's amazing, and she.
I am the social media manager for this podcast, which is hilarious.
So big shout out to Megan and her super cute baby piggy, who I got to cuddle.
We should have Megan on the show.
Oh my God, Megan, please come. It would be so much fun. She's a baby piglet.
You know what we'll do? If Megan comes on the show, we'll go in the woods at night with like a recorder.
Oh my God.
And we'll do a ghost episode.
I want to do that 100%.
I don't.
We're doing it. Megan, you're down. We're
Megan,
so doing
come
it.
Visit your mom like in October-ish.
Yes. It's so perfect. Oh my God, I'm so excited. But I really just...
Maybe Jack's friends will come through the woods.
Oh my God.
Scare the shit out of us. It'll
they
be
probably
great.
Would. I probably would. But you know, I just... Like, I think it's so cool to, like, you know, even though you guys don't have to respond to us on social media, Megan does reach out via social.
Thank you, Megan.
I love. Thank you.
And I have to say, just my friend Jessica.
Yeah.
Jess. Listen, girl. Every week she listens.
Yeah.
And every week she gives, like, a synopsis of what we talked about and
oh
how
my
it
God.
Went to, like, our group chat.
I love that.
And it is, like, I love her for listening.
Yes.
And my friend, she's my friend and my cousin, Veronica.
She can be both. Yeah.
My friend and cousin Veronica listens every week. She gets upset when we skip.
I know.
Yes. I'm like, we're busy and we're tired.
We're not doing
what's
going
like,
on.
Like every now and then we're just like,
what's going on. No.
We don't want to do it.
We have some dedicated listeners though, for real, that like, you know, yes, they are our friends. But then we also have listeners like out in Texas.
What? Right?
We had no idea. We have listeners across the country. We have no clue that people are out there actually listening to what we have to say.
Which is why when Jack was like, oh my God, don't put it on the podcast. I'm like, all four people will hear you. No one listens to this fucking podcast, Jack.
People actually do listen.
They do.
We get a lot of downloads. But it's so, I just want to know, like, guys, I'm totally just, I want you to think about this for you. I don't want you to respond on social media. I don't want you to have to say anything to us. But I want you to think about something in your life that you have said yes to or that you want to say yes to. And ask yourself what has been holding you back. Like, for real. Like, why haven't you done it? You know? And then
I can tell you right now, the reason I haven't said yes to doing something exercise-wise is because I feel like I've gotten myself into a spot where it would be impossible.
What do you mean?
Well, I used to be in super good shape. Like, okay. I used to be this person that could run a half marathon that was super in shape and thin and this. I'm not that person anymore.
You enjoyed exercising?
Yes.
That's my favorite.
I enjoy that exercise feeling where you're almost about to throw up. Like, I love a good workout, but I don't feel like I am in a place currently to do that. And so it's the first step. That first step is always the hardest. It's like, listen, I'm going to take a walk around the block. I've been doing this for years. I haven't done it in months. It's going to be hard, but that doesn't mean you can't keep doing it. And that is the change for me.
Yeah.
Usually it's like, fuck it. You haven't done it in months. You started it. You failed. You didn't continue it just like you normally do. Start something and stop.
Right.
So when I went on my walk today, I was like, it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult, but I put on my music and I made it through and I felt great at the end. And I'm like, day one, done. Like going into this with a different mindset is so different.
Okay. So I have to tell you,
like, I can see myself running this fucking marathon. Like,
you are going to, you're
not a marathon, half marathon. Cause I'm not insane.
You're incredible. And I have to tell you, the mindset thing is everything. So, last week, normally I shut my phone off, like after 7 o'clock, I try not to check my phone at all because I need a boundary, right?
You should make a boundary. Everybody should make a boundary.
You know, it's like, it's because I own my own business. I could work
24/7. Yeah.
But I have to set it. I have to shut it off.
And I'm going to just say right now, I'm not impressed by people that are like, I worked all weekend. It's like, why?
Because that used to be like an attribute for somebody who was like super loyal and hardworking.
Right. That's not how I want to live my life.
No. So normally I shut my phone off, you know, after. And this one particular night last week, I was in bed and I was on my phone, which I'm normally not. And I got a text message from a client and she was upset with a reel that I had posted because she had said that she didn't want it to be posted. But then partner, her business partner, said to go ahead and post it. Okay. And so we were in a group chat together. Oh, and Jesus. So I was like, okay, like, because we're in a group, like a group text message together, because I send them things to approve. Mm-hmm. And so I want them both to see it.
Exactly. And so they both own the company or whatever.
Right. And so when she said, go ahead and post it in the group chat, I was like, okay, well, I will go ahead and do it then, because it's here in the group chat. And the other,
and that is your CYA.
Huh?
Cover your ass.
Right. So, yes. So I went ahead and posted it, and then I'm on my phone this few nights later. It's 10 o'clock at night, and my client texts me that she was upset that I had posted that video, and, you know, please, moving forward, send us all videos before you post anything. And so immediately my reaction and my default reaction. Now, this is really important. Like, you need to differentiate your default reactions when you're in tough situations. My default reaction is to A, panic. B, feel like I'm a people pleaser.
I'm losing a client.
Yes.
They're angry at me. I'm never going to get this right. They're never going to want to do this with me again. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Spiraling. Horrible anxiety.
And then you have to respond right away. Right. You need to let them know that you're always available.
Right. So, it was amazing because I was in bed and Renko was next to me and he saw me panicking. And he was like, what's going on? I explained it to him. And he's like, remember what Keisha taught you.
We need to make, like, bracelets that say WWKD.
I love it. We totally do. And I was like, you're absolutely right. And so I was thinking about the things that she taught me and my mindset and, like, thinking about, okay, I didn't do anything wrong.
You did not.
I posted this video because her business partner said it was okay to do it. And
she can take it up with her.
They must not have been communicating with each other.
Which is not your problem.
Right. So instead of freaking out, and I did for a minute, but then I was able to talk myself down.
That is the pinnacle thing.
Right.
Like, and we'll all freak out. Right. For a hot second. Like, oh my God, I
But then be aware of this. Be aware, oh my gosh, I am...
This doesn't rest with me.
This is a default reaction that I'm having, but I have the choice to change it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did. And I responded and I said, yes, moving forward, I will make sure to get approval from both of you before I post anything. That's the last thing I said. And then I went to bed.
Good.
And then I woke up the next morning and she sent me a text message and she had apologized. And she was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that my business partner had said to go ahead and post this video.
Yeah. And you could have been like, you could have gotten worked up and gotten real defensive and have been like, well, Becky said it was fine, motherfucker. Right.
Yeah.
And then that would have been bad.
And the thing is, like, both of these women, I love them. They're so, like, they're just good people. They're kind. They're lovely.
You should do like a run through of what it's like working with people that you know. Because any entrepreneur always starts with people that are friends with them. And it's, you have to figure out.
We weren't necessarily friends before this, but we knew each other. I was actually the officiant at their wedding. So I'm familiar with them and we've known each other throughout the years, but we weren't necessarily friends before this. But we
now
knew
they're
each
like,
other.
Oh, okay, girl.
But like, I love them. They're so wonderful. And so I knew when she texted me at night, like immediately I got angsty and just upset.
Yeah.
But I
I'm
knew
angsty for you.
I was like, she is going through something emotionally right now. And that is not me. It's not, it has nothing to do with me. And so I need to just let it go.
This has nothing to do with me, but I had a friend who was upset because their boss was like, I need to know where you are at all times moving forward.
Yeah.
Which wasn't normal.
That's ridiculous. No, that's horrible.
And my friend was like, this is out of control. Like, show me the send me a documentation saying this is what I need to do and make sure you send it to everybody. You know, it was really upsetting. And they're like, who is she to tell me where I am? And my response was, your boss.
Yeah.
Like, she's your boss.
Right.
And then my response was, and I bet her boss is on her ass because you were supposed to do something and you weren't available. And so it fell on her and she didn't know what to do because you weren't around. And this is nothing to do with your competency exactly. or your ability to do your job. It has everything to do with the fact that she is having a bad day and right. you are in the way.
Exactly. And that's kind of where I came from. I was like, you know, when she apologized and she said, you know, I didn't realize it. She said it was okay. I'm so, so sorry. This is a communication issue between she and I that we need right. to work out. She was so kind about it. But the thing is, normally I would have just been like, no problem. It's okay. Like, no worries. Instead, I was like, thank you so much for apologizing. That means a lot to me. I said, to be honest with you, like when I got your message so late at night, I was really anxious and I did not sleep well, which mm-hmm. I didn't.
No, yeah.
Normally,
I
would have never said that. But I was like, you know, it really affected me. And
because
I
you want to give your clients the best service that they can
exactly.
get.
Exactly.
That is your yeah. reputation on the line.
Right. And they're paying for it, too. Right. And so.
They better fucking be paying for it.
They are. And so she was like.
$10,000 a month.
I know, they. She was like, I'm so sorry. And then we spoke on the phone later. And she just. I mean, it was, you know, I think she was just, it's a communication issue between the two of them, and she really apologized, and she was so kind, but I feel like I almost manifested that outcome because I was able to control my emotions and be like, I get to choose how I react to this.
Right. It's like, okay, she's upset.
Right.
But I didn't do anything wrong.
Right, exactly. Where before I would have been totally twisted up and like not slept at all.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
diarrhea, the whole 9 yards.
The whole 9 yards. And so, you know, and I've had bosses, because I've had trauma at work in the past, that's yeah. why I'm conditioned to be that way. But it's been, you know, now that I've gone through coaching, it's amazing to me to be able to not just like change my thinking and my behavior, but be aware. Mm-hmm. That I'm changing it.
I am starting to be aware of my, not only am I aware of my own, but I'm starting to be aware of other people's thinking.
Yep.
Which makes a huge difference.
Yep.
Let me just say, last Friday, I had so much fun with my coworkers, and we're all remote. So
I'm so sorry. Yes.
Please we had never met okay. before last Friday.
And so this was like a team building exercise?
Yeah. So okay. we showed up, We went to Carmel Country Club.
Yeah.
Carmel? South Park?
Yeah.
Bougie.
Yeah, very.
We had lunch. Bougie. And then we had headshots. Remember I posted about how all my makeup was covered in glitter? Yeah. I looked amazing.
I know you did. You were glitterific.
I did my hair.
You did your
hair? I did my hair. I blew dry it. I straightened it. I curled it.
You blew? Is it blue dry? Blow dry? I blow dried it.
Blew dry it?
I blow dried it.
Blow dried?
I don't know.
Somebody tell us. But
I blow dried it.
So we got headshots made, and so that's when I got like my like courage a little bit.
Yeah.
And I said, "Listen, you're about to find out who you hired."
Ooh.
And so the guy that like owns the business drives us to axe throwing.
Yeah.
And he can't figure. He has a fancy like SUV with like an iPad for a thing, and
like on the console, like on
right,
the, yeah,
right.
Like on the
and
dash.
He's like, yeah. He's like, I don't know where this is, and I'm like, hey Siri, la 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 la.
Oh
la.
My God! Wait, you just said hey Siri, and now my laptop, my Mac.
she's about to be like, I don't get it, bitch. And she totally, like, got the address, and he was so impressed with the fact that I knew how to fucking do his car, right?
Don't say hey Siri again.
I won't. I will not. So then he's like, can you change the voice so it's an Australian woman? And I was like, I can. And oh, I, like, I'm Googling it on my phone, and then I get on his car. I'm like, the best I can do is a British man. I'm really sorry. We went axe throwing.
Yeah.
We went to a brewery before axe throwing. We went to axe throwing. Axe
you
throwing.
You should drink before you throw an axe, right?
There's beers there.
Oh my God.
It was amazing. I had them crying with laughter. Then we went to this uber exclusive club.
Which one?
I don't know. I can't remember.
That's so exclusive.
But it was so.
There's no name.
Like, in the beginning of time when my boss joined it, it was $25 a year. Now it's like 10 grand a year.
Where? Like, is it an
It's in Charlotte.
Okay, so it's an uptown. Is it like one of those like bourbon clubs or like cigar clubs?
I don't know. It's like really, I don't know. I'm going to have to find the name out. I'll find the name out, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
But we went, we had the best meal.
Yeah?
And, oh, I had them rolling, girl.
Of course you did. You're hilarious.
Rolling. And I kept telling them, I'm like, I'm sorry, I told you, you're going to find out who you hired tonight. Either I'm hired or I'm fired on Monday. I'll just be ready for either one.
Right. They loved it.
They loved it.
Of course they did. You're amazing.
And I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah. It felt good, right?
It felt so good to be able to be my whole self.
Yeah.
Around other people.
Exactly.
And have them be like, this is what we need in our company.
Yes. Company culture. Yes. It's everything.
Everything.
Oh my God. It feels so good, right?
And you remember, I got the chills. It was amazing.
Do you remember even like just 6 months ago?
No, I don't want to talk about it. I don't even remember.
But you need to. Like, you need to remember in that place that you were when you were like so anxious about work and like, you know, you had this one job lead and you weren't sure where it was going and you weren't sure if you could do it. And now look at you.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
I have a real job now.
Like a for real job.
For real job.
Yes. I know. It's amazing.
And this, soon I'll be just going to work with my titties out with you.
I love that. Please do. We're not even breastfeeding and our titties are out. That's the kind of company
it is. It is a nude beach.
I love it.
Company vibe.
All the time. All the time. I love it.
Happy 1 year anniversary, Jesse. I love you.
Happy 1 year anniversary.
Can you believe it?
No.
Like, let's just get weird.
Can you believe that, like, randomly we, like, reconnected on Instagram?
No.
A year ago?
I get the chills. I seriously am getting the chills about it.
Okay, so I wanted to. Because
Jack and Mary, like, you have been sending me photos that you keep finding of Jack and Mary Jane during their graduation. And it's like, what the fuck?
So what I want to know is, I've always wondered this. So a year ago, I guess this was like January 2021.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to start this podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to do it. And mm-hmm. it was just me. And I was like, you know, I really wanted a partner. And I put it out there in the universe. But I was like, I don't know anyone who can do this with me. We're like 1 year into the pandemic. I'm like, I don't even know how this is going to work. So I just started it. And I started an Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
You and I had not talked in years.
Years.
So, what I want to know is, how did you find my Instagram, my Mother
Effer
Instagram account?
I have no idea. I think it had to do with the fact that it was related to you, and you and I have been connected in some way on the socials.
Yeah.
And the truth is, I had no idea you were behind it.
See, that's what blows my mind.
All I know is someone said, I'm going to start this podcast and it's called Mother Effer. And I'm like, I want to be involved
in
this.
You did. You said, how can I be involved?
And so I sent the message to Mother Effer.
Yeah.
And I said, how can I help you with this?
Yeah.
And you're like, it's me, Jesse.
Do you remember me? I said, do you remember me?
And I'm like, yes, because I remember going to that weird jump place where the Indian restaurant is for a birthday party for one of the weirdos that we went to preschool with. And you were going to the Pride Parade. And I'm like, I want to be her friend.
And then
I'm on the internet. And I'm like, I can't be this girl's friend. She's fucking fabulous.
Oh, my God.
And then her husband's adorable. Her kids are adorable. She's fucking beautiful. What am I?
Another event at school, at the preschool that we were both at. And I remember talking to you and feeling like, oh, my God.
It was the graduation for your second kid, Ben.
Yes.
Because Eddie and Ben are the same age.
Yes, and I remember feeling like, oh my God, I'm a woman.
Your child!
You want to complete in the podcast?
He just
Jack?
Grabbed a Corona and like pretended to chug it behind your back.
He's so ridiculous.
I am going to take him out for his first beer.
Okay. Oh my God. You want to come try some whiskey, Jack? For real. I remember like connecting with you at that event and being like, oh my God, this is another mom that's like me.
Well, no, it was you had a baby. You had Lucas. And you're like, kill me now. And I'm like, me too, girl.
Yes! For you to be able to say that to another mother and her respond and not like a way that's like, what's wrong with you? But like in solidarity.
And you had like super short hair.
I did at have the time. Super short hair.
And you were always so beautiful. I'm like, why is she talking? I'm a hot fucking mess.
So when I responded to you,
I don't meet her aesthetic
on Instagram. Like, when I told you who I was, did you remember me?
Of course I did.
And so what did you think? Were you
nothing?
Like,
I was like,
when I asked you to do this with me, what did
oh,
you think?
I what? You were like, I'll call you. And I'm like, bitch, don't call me. I don't talk on the fucking phone. But you know what? I said yes.
You did.
And I sat in my garage and I smoked cigarettes and I was like, we're going to do a pod. I took notes. I have the notebook still.
Yes, you used to take notes all the time. She used to bring a notebook every time we would record.
We're
going to
do this. We're going to do this. Let's do this.
Yes.
Oh.
You used to write notes all the time. I forgot about your notebook.
I still do. But I did. I was like taking notes, smoking cigarettes in my garage. Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
Like I didn't. Like this is real. This is real.
I love it. Yes. Because it's just amazing. I was, you know, I really wanted to do this podcast. And a couple years before that, I had talked about doing it with my girlfriend. And then she moved.
Bye.
She loves our podcast. She listens to it.
Thanks for moving, girl.
She's amazing. We love you. But she moved and she was going through a lot in her own life and she was establishing her family in this new place. And
maybe
I was like,
she can come back and do a show.
I would love that. She's incredible. She would be such an amazing guest. So speaking of running, she has all her kids are in school now and she has discovered this passion for running. And so
I don't know that I'll ever have a passion for running, but
she
will try it.
But she was kind of in the same position as you, where she was just like, it was not a part of her, like, life at all. Like, it wasn't something that she enjoyed doing. It wasn't something that she wanted to do. And she's found so much freedom.
Well, then maybe I will find a passion for running.
She's amazing. Yeah, she's amazing. And I think you would really connect with her on that.
We're going to have a mystery guest on our podcast soon enough.
She and I actually even did a photo shoot for the podcast together.
Shut up! You did a photo?
Yeah.
We've never done one.
We need to do one.
Did Garen do it? I want
to
know.
Oh my God, no, he did not. He's so super cute. I love him.
He is going to do ours because he is such an eye.
He's amazing. He's freaking ridiculous. So then she moved and I kind of just let it go.
Oh my God, I feel like this is new to me.
Yeah, I've never told you this story. Yeah, and so then I just kind of let it go and then the pandemic happened. And it was just like,
girl.
2020 was such
Let's
a shit
be
show.
Weird.
And then 2021, I was like, fuck it. After the year I've had, I'm going to do something. I'm going to say yes. And then you found me randomly on Instagram through Mother Effer. We hadn't talked in years. Mm-hmm. And I randomly asked you.
It was the name of the podcast that brought me in.
Really?
I was like, hell yeah, Mother Effer. You better believe it. And all of the little teasers that you had, I was like, I need to be a part of this.
Yes.
Kismet.
I love it.
I shouldn't have poured this, but I did.
That's a lot of bourbon. That's like four or five
fingers.
I'm
going to put it back in the bottle. Anyway. I'm just feeling all the feels.
I feel the feels. And like, it was so random that I
will never forget sitting in my garage with my kids inside like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm like, fuck off. I'm making a life for myself. God damn it.
But it was just so amazing to me that, like, you, like, we hadn't talked in years, and I remembered you so distinctly that I was like, when you reached out to me, I was like, this is who I need to do this with.
It is.
And I asked you, and you said yes.
I did.
It's crazy. Now, a year later.
I know.
Here we are. Total besties who
who never talk to each other because it's all got to be on the
tape. Yes. And we only communicate.
Like, literally, I got back from driving Jack and his girlfriend's home, and she's like, let's just pull your bikes in because I don't want to miss a minute.
Yes, don't tell me anything that happened until we're recording. But we only communicate through GIFs, which is hilarious. Which is, like, the most fun way to communicate.
It is.
With somebody.
It really is.
Through gifts. Sometimes I feel like we're in a gift war, and we'll just, like, keep sending them to each other, like, over and over.
I got a better one. Oh, yeah? I got a better one.
It's so much fun. But, you guys, it's been a year. We said yes, and here we are a year later in
tell
the top five.
Tell us what you want to say yes to.
Yeah.
Especially if you're like, I can't, I don't, I want, but I can't. So that we can tell you can.
Absolutely. I mean, we're in the top 5% of podcasts. What is that?
I don't know, but I like it.
How is that possible? Isn't that insane to you? Like, I just can't believe it. It's nuts.
I have a very large family.
I have a lot of friends that subscribe.
I don't give a shit. I love doing this and I'll never stop.
It's so much fun. And guys, seriously though, like, we love you guys. This is, you guys are the reason we do this. We really have so much fun. But it means so much to us that you guys are actually out there listening.
Yeah.
And, like, talking to us.
Even though we don't post on the internet. Put the beer back, Jack. Come on.
Y'all, my son is if you really want to try drinking, come have a sip of whiskey and we'll see how you do.
Listen, I can't let that happen. I'm cool, but I'm not that cool.
Thank you. We're not trying to get you down the path. All right. So we'll end it on that note. But you guys, 1 year. Thank you so much for sticking with us.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Proud of you.
Yes.
Bye. All
right. Bye.